I do not think that it is proper to blame the donors and to think that increased spending on the military would solve the problem. There has been a substantial increase in the defense budget, but the war still lingers on. We have not had a solution yet.
What is the cause of the tension between international donors and the president?
I think the cause of the tension is donors meddling in Uganda's politics. Otherwise, I think the relationship between Museveni and the donors is excellent. And I believe it's only for a while it will be short-lived. But the referendum is provided for in the Constitution, so it will be held come June. And most probably, the electorate will reject multipartism, and which is the donors' wish. But the rejection will have been done in a democratic manner. So I think the donors will still come back and work with Museveni.
Should the donors be involved in Ugandan politics, since they are giving money to the budget, should they be allowed to make decisions or to put pressure on the government to behave in a given way?
Well, putting pressure is okay, but we can learn from the past. Donors have put pressure on government to spend on social services, on education and health. They have even put in money to make sure that these programs are adequately funded, but at the expense of funding the productive sector, at the expense of developing infrastructure, at the expense of generating power and all these. And that explains the unemployment, which is high. So if donors' pressure is well focused and it is in line with the development framework of the country, I would have no problem with that. So, well, for instance, donors forced macroeconomic stability on this country, and which is a very good thing. So it depends whether the donors' interference is in the right direction.
Okay, but in terms of the military, you do not feel that the donors should be blamed for the continuing rebellion in the north, as President Museveni has alluded?
Well, maybe because I don't have a military background. And also, I'm not so sure the source of funds Museveni would want to use to fight the rebellion, because I don't think Uganda has enough resources to do that. But I don't think donors should be blamed for the continued war in the north.
If donors are calling for less military spending, would that not endanger the peace process or a government victory in the north?
That is a fear. But now with the developments in place, with Southern Sudan becoming a bit peaceful, I think there is a reduced need for spending more on the military.
About half of Uganda's budget comes from donor funding. Is it possible, if the president, as he says, reduces tax leakages with the Uganda Revenue Authority, is that enough to allow Uganda to rely on its own taxes for the whole budget?
Government is willing to cut down on the size of public administration, on security expenditure, and block the corruption holes. With better efficiency, we could see government achieving more with the same level of resources. But that's a big challenge, because the institutions change slowly.